place with 1,900 points is Dad's Computers, 35 Years of Trivia, and Festivus for the Rest of Us. And in first place with 1,940 points is the ugly, undulating Uvulas. Here are the point values for questions in Hour 12. Question 1 is worth 15 points. Question 2 is worth 10 points. Question 3 is worth 10 points. Question 4 is worth 15 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points. And question 8 is worth 15 points. Once again, the point values for the questions in Hour 12. Question 1 is worth 15 points. Question 2 is worth 10 points. Question 3 is worth 10 points. Question 4 is worth 15 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points. And question 8 is worth 15 points. Alright, the first question for Hour 14. Time for breakfast. It's the perfect condiment for meats, eggs, and seafood. As a matter of registered fact, one drop does it. And as a bonus, it is made of all natural ingredients. A few drops will make your taco mucho macho and your pizza real pizzazz. What is the brand of this versatile condiment? Once again, the first question for Hour 14. Time for breakfast. It's the perfect condiment for meats, eggs, and seafood. As a matter of registered fact, one drop does it, and, as a bonus, it is made of all-natural ingredients. A few drops will give your taco mucho macho and your pizza real pizzazz. What is the brand of this versatile condiment?
Trivia 44 and Connor Godfrey.
Hour 14, question 1. Time for breakfast. It's the perfect condiment for meats, eggs, and seafood. As a matter of registered fact, one drop does it, and as a bonus, it is made of all natural ingredients. A few drops will give your taco mucho macho and your pizza real pizzazz. What is the brand of this versatile condiment?
I felt so fine. You know I
Phones down in the back, phones down in the back. That's the end of hour 14. Question 1. Time for breakfast. It's the perfect condiment for meats, eggs, and seafood. As a matter of registered fact, one drop does it. And, as a bonus, it is made of all natural ingredients. A few drops will give your taco mucho macho and your pizza real pizzazz. What is the brand of this versatile condiment? The answer, Louisiana. The answer, Louisiana. Hour 14, question number 2. What is the brand of toaster pastry which has box tops for education on packages of its product? Hour 14, question number 2. What is the brand of toaster pastry which has box tops for education on packages of its product? Good luck, trivia players.
Shine, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer. Shine, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer. Lead us less too far, we wonder. Love's sweet voices calling yonder. Shine, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer. Hey there, don't get dimmer, dimmer. Light the path below above and lead us on to love. Could use a little brightening. Light up, you little old bug of lightning. When you gotta glow, you gotta glow. Glow, little glowworm, glow. Glow, little glowworm, glow and glimmer. Swim through the sea of night, little swimmer. Thou aeronautical boevil. Illuminate yon wood's primeval. See how the shadows deep and darken. You and your chicks should get to sparking. I got a gal that I love so. Glow, little glowworm, glow. Glow, little glowworm, turn the key on. You are equipped with taillight neon. You got a cute vest pocket master, which you can make both slow and faster. I don't know who you took the shine to, or who you're out to make a sign to. I got a gal that I love so. Glow, little glowworm, glow.
Hour 14, question number 2. What is the brand of toaster pastry which has box tops for education on packages of its product? Good luck, trivia players.
Here I come, baby. I'm coming to get you.
Phones down in the back. Hour 14, question number 2. What is the brand of toaster pastry which has box tops for education on packages of its product? The answer is Pillsbury. Hour 14, question number 3. Animal crackers. Now there's a quality breakfast. And the circus cars they come in are versatile, sometimes being used by a fictional fourth grade girl for something other than the original purpose, like a purse. This young girl would exact retribution years later for being publicly humiliated when she was in the fourth grade. What is the first and last name of this fictional character? Once again, our 14, question number 3, animal crackers. Now there's a quality breakfast. And the circus cars they come in are versatile, sometimes being used by a fictional fourth grade girl for something other than its the original purpose, like a purse. This young girl would exact retribution years later for being publicly humiliated when she was in fourth grade. What is the first and last name of this fictional character? Good luck, trivia players.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Bum, 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 bum. Make him the cutest that I've ever seen. Bum, 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 bum. Give him true lips like roses and clover. Bum, bum, bum. Then tell him that his lonesome nights are over. Sandman, I'm so alone. Bum, 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 bum. Don't have nobody to call my own. Bum, 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 bum. Please turn on your magic beam. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Bum, 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 bum.
Hour 14, question number 3, animal crackers. Now there is a quality breakfast, and the circus cars they come in are versatile, sometimes being used by a fictional fourth grade girl for something other than the original purpose, like a purse. This young girl would exact retribution years later for being publicly humiliated when she was in fourth grade. What is the first and last name of this fictional character?
It's gonna make it that much better.
down in the back. Phones down in the back. That's the end of hour 14. Question number 3. Animal crackers. Now, there is a quality breakfast, and the circus cars they come in are versatile, sometimes being used by a fictional fourth-grade girl for something other than the original purpose, like a purse. This young girl would exact retribution years later for being publicly humiliated when she was in fourth grade. What is the first and last name of this fictional character? The answer, Susie Moss. The answer, Susie Moss. Hour 14, question number 4, an adapted recipe from Bake Off Contest 34 for Halloween Funfetti cookies when baked at normal altitudes include an 18.9-ounce package of Pillsbury Halloween Funfetti cake mix and 1/3 cup of oil. What are the two other ingredients needed to complete this recipe for 36 cookies? Once again, Hour 14, question number 4, an adapted recipe from Bake Off Contest 34 for Halloween Funfetti cookies when baked at normal altitudes includes an 18.9-ounce package of Pillsbury Halloween Funfetti cake mix and 1/3 cup of oil. What are the other two ingredients needed to complete this recipe for 36 cookies? Good luck, trivia players. Once again, Hour 14, question number 4, an adapted recipe from Bake Off Contest 34 for Halloween Funfetti cookies when baked at normal altitudes includes an 18.9-ounce package of Pillsbury Halloween Funfetti cake mix and 1/3 cup of oil. What are the other two ingredients needed to complete this recipe for 36 cookies? Good luck, trivia players.
My mind outside in the night, outside in the day.
Phones down in the back. Hour 14, question number 4. An adapted recipe from Bake Off Contest 34 for Halloween Funfetti cookies, when baked at normal altitudes, includes an 18.9-ounce package of Pillsbury Halloween Funfetti cake mix and 1/3 cup of oil. What are the other two ingredients needed to complete this recipe for 36 cookies? The answer, eggs, Pillsbury Halloween Funfetti frosting. The answer, eggs, Pillsbury Halloween Funfetti frosting.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery, presenting new Cider Boys Peach County Hard Cider. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. The University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. And Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department.
Hour 14, question number 5. Jesse and Becca are volunteers at University Radio Station WBUJ. One night, they were enjoying each other's company when Jesse told Becca that a movie had the best ending of any movie ever. Pretty bold statement. What is the name of that movie? Once again, hour 14, question number 5. Jesse and Becca are volunteers at University Radio Station WBUJ. One night, they were enjoying each other's company when Jesse told Becca that a movie had the best ending of any movie ever. Pretty bold statement. What is the name of that movie? Good luck, trivia players.
California, seems I've often heard that.
Hour 14, question number 5. Jesse and Becca are volunteers at University Radio Station WBUJ. One night they were enjoying each other's company when Jesse told Becca that a movie had the best ending of any movie ever. Pretty bold statement. What is the name of that movie? Good luck, trivia players. Phones down in the back. Hour 14, question number 5. Jesse and Becca are volunteers at University Radio Station WBUJ. One night they were enjoying each other's company when Jesse told Becca that a movie had the best ending of any movie ever. Pretty bold statement. What is the name of that movie? The answer, The Breakfast Club. Hour 14, question number 6. What is the first name of the object of desire for breakfast, lunch, dinner, or snack of everyone's evil hungry cat, Sylvester Cat? Once again, hour 14, question number 6. What is the first name of the object of desire for breakfast, lunch, dinner, or snack of everyone's evil hungry cat, Sylvester Cat? Good luck, trivia players.
Your lips to tantalize. Sure. Yeah! You can get any man you want going. You do it. And don't say you don't know you do. Well, baby, I ain't gonna eat out my heart anymore. I ain't gonna eat out my heart anymore. So quit it.
Once again, hour 14, question number 6. What is the first name of the object of desire for breakfast, lunch, dinner, or snack of everyone's evil hungry cat, Sylvester Cat? Hour 14, question number 6. What is the first name of the object of desire for breakfast, lunch, dinner, or snack of everyone's evil hungry cat, Sylvester Cat? The answer is Tweety. Hour 14, question number 7. A highly ranked tennis player who played well into his 50s and won more than 24 national championships served as chairman of an athletic advisory council of a company which put out a nutrition bar which was developed by a French chef who had formerly been a wrestling champion. What is the first and last name of this tennis champion? Once again, hour 14, question number 7. A highly ranked tennis player who played well into his 50s and won more than 24 national championships served as chairman of an athletic advisory council of a company which put out a nutrition bar which was developed by a French chef who had formerly been a wrestling champion. What is the first and last name of this tennis champion? Good luck, trivia players.
Through. She wants to pass by you, but he can't.
Hour 14, question number 7. A highly ranked tennis player who played well into his 50s and won more than 24 national championships served as chairman of an athletic advisory council of a company which put out a nutrition bar, which was developed by a French chef who had formerly been a wrestling champion. What is the first and last name of this tennis champion?
Crossing the highway late last night. He should've looked left and he should've looked right. He didn't see the station wagon car. The skunk got squashed and there you are. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Stinking to high heaven. Take a whiff on me, that ain't no rose. Roll up your window and hold your nose. You don't have to look and you don't have to see, 'cause you can feel it in your olfactory. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. And it is stinking to high heaven.
Phones down in the back. Hour 14. Question number 7. A highly ranked tennis player who played well into his 50s and won more than 24 national championships served as chairman of an athletic advisory council of a company which put out a nutrition bar which was developed by a French chef who had formerly been a wrestling champion. What is the first and last name of this tennis champion? The answer, Gardner Molloy. Hour 14. Question number 8. On the back of packages of Post Golden Crisp, there is Sugar Bear's Island of Fun. So many games, so many things to do. In fact, you can go nuts. Go nuts is the lead instruction to a coconut game where you follow coconuts with letters on them. What is the only letter in this game which includes an apostrophe? Hour 14, question number 8. On the back of packages of Post Golden Crisp, there is a Sugar Bear's Island of Fun. So many games, so many things to do. In fact, you can go nuts. Go nuts is the lead instruction to a coconut game where you follow the coconuts with letters on them. What is the only letter in this game which includes an apostrophe? Good luck, everybody.
Thank you.
14, question number 8. On the back of packages of Post Golden Crisp, there is Sugar Bear's Island of Fun. So many games, so many things to do. In fact, you can go nuts. Go nuts is the lead instruction to a coconut game where you follow coconuts with letters on them. What is the only letter in this game which includes an apostrophe? Good luck, trivia players. Down in the back, phones down in the back. Hour 14, question number 8. On the back of packages of Post Golden Crisp, there's Sugar Bear's Island of Fun. So many games, so many things to do. In fact, you can go nuts. Go nuts is the lead instruction to a coconut game where you follow coconuts with letters on them. What is the only letter in this game which includes an apostrophe? The answer, N. The answer is N.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi, available in your grocer's frozen food department. The Stevens Point Brewery, presenting new Cider Boys Peach County Hard Cider. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. Ministry St. Michael's Hospital, creating a brighter future for the past 100 years. Proud to be part of the Stevens Point community at ministryhealth.org. And the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local.
Good morning. With 90FM News, I am Connor Schozel. Authorities say a Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey circus elephant was hit by a bullet in a drive-by shooting in Tupelo, Mississippi. Circus spokeswoman Melinda Hartline says the elephant was not seriously hurt on Tuesday, and she says no other animals were harmed. The elephant, Carlos, is part of a circus in town for a series of performances. The Asian Elephant was in an outside arena of the Tupelo Bancorp South Arena. Police Chief Tony Carlton says a vehicle drove past the arena at about 2 a.m. and fired into the arena. Police are investigating. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals says in a news release that it is offering a $5,000 reward for information leading to the conviction of those responsible. A $250 reward has already been offered. I'll have a look at the Wisconsin Central weather right after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Animal Hospital on Highway 10 East, with over 30 years of care to pets and their owners. Our compassionate staff provides quality medicine and surgery to help you with all your small animal concerns. Now offering ultrasound. What's up, Doc?
In central Wisconsin weather, it is 21 degrees and sunny. I'll have the top five teams, the point values from Hour 13, and Question 1 of Hour 15 of Trivia 44 after Trivia Focus.
Where's the Trivia Focus? There's always supposed to be a Trivia Focus.
Hey, Doc, this is Dan Waterman from 90 FM. Would you like to do a Trivia Focus?
Absolutely.
What is your team name?
You can't sext a mustache ride.
You can't sext a mustache ride. What does that mean?
Basically, what it says, you mean you can't sext a mustache ride. You can try, but it doesn't work.
You get a photo message from the Oz. What's the worst that could happen?
He could be trying to sext a mustache ride.
So what are you all doing to stay up this year?
I don't know. We just try and... I'd say it's pretty much willpower is keeping us awake at this point.
Mm-hmm. So what's the overall state of your team right now?
We're down to about three guys, and, like, one of them only types with one finger. So by the time, like, the second song starts, he's, like, got the Google search, like, questions entered in. So we're pretty much not really doing great right now.
If you were Pepe Le Pew, how would you seduce others?
That's a good question. I have no answer for you.
You got no moves?
If I'm Pepe Le Pew?
Yeah.
I guess I'll just try to talk my way out of it as best I could.
Give me your best Porky the Pig impersonation. Can you summarize this year's contest in three words?
I really can for you.
Does your team have a slogan?
Nobody rides for free.
I like that.
Okay.
Many people think ACME stands for a company that makes everything. What does it really stand for?
Always craving more.
I'll end with an easy one. What's the tastiest radio station in the whole universe?
90 FM.
For Trivia Focus, I'm Dan the Waterman. Thanks for playing Trivia 44.
Thank you.